This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on? It is Metal Shop right now. I wanted to tell you about AEW is going to be coming to town on the 30th and the 1st. We got Wrestle Dream, which is the first of its kind, a pay-per-view here in Climate Pledge Arena. We also have AEW Collision Saturday night and two back-to-back star-studded shows over at Climate Pledge Arena. Tickets are available now. We have a star from AEW who's actually a hometown hero. He came up through Seattle wrestling scene, training over at Buddy Wayne Academy, also wrestling at Defy and various other local organizations. We got the one and only Darby Allin. What's up, man?
Howdy, sir.
How you doing, man? So, you know, this is a metal radio show. You know, you're very, you know, I know just through talking to you in the past that you're very into underground music. Tell me about, you know, when you first got into music as a kid.
Yeah, I got into music, well, underground music, I'd say, a lot in middle school. And when I first moved back to Seattle, because I grew up in Washington my whole life, but when I first moved back to Seattle, that's when I started actually going to concerts, like at the Showbox and El Corazon and all of this good stuff. And that's pretty much when I fell totally in the underground music scene. And it was, good time.
Awesome, man. What bands were you specifically, like, going to see? What kind of stuff were you into?
A lot of punk rock, like Circle Jerks is like my first like actual underground show that I went to down at El Corazon.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It was pretty wild. You know, we go to the concert, and I've never really been to a concert. My dad brings me there, and then there's a dude right when we show up getting thrown out the front door, and he's got like a needle for drugs in his pocket, and they're throwing him out. And my dad's like, "Where are we going?" I was like, "Let's just go inside." And it was crazy as hell. It was a good time, though. I really really liked the crazy aspect of everything. Had a great time.
I mean, years later, you would end up wrestling with Project 42 at El Corazon. That's kind of like, you know, full circle, right?
Yeah, but it's like more full circle, like, last year when we got to wrestle at Climate Pledge, because I remember I was just this kid just running around on the Metro bus skateboarding all around Seattle. So to be like knocking off these, you know, venues one by one, it's pretty cool feeling. Even if it was at El Corazon, because I've had a lot of crazy times at El Corazon.
Absolutely, man. So what came first, wrestling or skateboarding?
It was wrestling. But then I fell out of love with wrestling, and then it was skateboarding.
Okay.
And so then, like, once I picked up a skateboard, I was like, man, there's no, like, I don't know. To me, like, it was very independent. Mm-hmm. And I think I fell out of love with wrestling because, to me, like, wrestling was very stereotyped. There wasn't a lot of wrestlers that I felt like spoke to me as an individual, as a human. So I was like, I don't really got anything in common with these types of guys. And skateboarding was more like my style. But then I've been a fan of wrestling since I was like 5 years old. There was just something about it that became really corny, and I was like, dude, I'm done. And then I remember just like thinking to myself, like, God, I gotta try this. Like, I'm like, live with what if. So I dropped out of film school, and then I started trying, and everything like start happening really quick. And then thank goodness for AEW, because, man, they let me do 100% Darby Allin. So, yeah, that's a big thing.
Awesome, man. So what film school were you going to? Was it here in Washington?
Well, I started at Bellevue Community College.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then I dropped out of there. And then I went to Arizona. And okay. Then I dropped out of there. So.
And did you first start training at Buddy Wayne?
Yeah, that's the exact first place I ever trained was at Buddy Wayne's.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just came back to Seattle, and I remember I was looking online for wrestling schools, and then I saw this pop up, and the first thing I saw on the website was a bunch of dudes wearing, like, sweaters and jogging pants, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to fit in with these guys. So, like, and then I went to the school, and it was in his backyard, which was kind of fun, you know, like,
yeah,
little shed in his backyard, and it was super fun. Yeah, but right when I came there the first day, he, like, definitely with open arms took me into that school, man. It was cool.
That's awesome, man. So you know, all along this path, you're probably still listening to music. It probably is something that, you know, kind of is a part of your daily life. What gets you pumped? Did you ever consider, like, singing for a band or anything? Was that ever something you thought about, or were you just all guns ablaze for wrestling?
I would love to sing. You know, like, I do so much outside of the ring right now. For example, like, I'm doing the Nitro Circus tour.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Mount Everest training. I'm doing, like, there's just so much that I do outside of the ring, but, like, I live with the bass player from the band Ghostmane, and we always talk about making, like, music together. So it's definitely something I'm, like, actually, like, interested in. It's just finding the time to, like, really dive into it 100% and, you know, not half-ass it.
Let's get a Darby Allin guest part on a God's Hate album or something, you know? Come on. Let's go.
That would be funny.
What are some of your favorite bands, like, of all time? You know, you mentioned Circle Jerks. Obviously your name is an homage to, you know, Gigi Allin and Darby Crash. What are some of your favorites?
I love favorites of all time are, like, older punk bands like Crass and Rheumatary Peni and all of those anarcho, like, punk bands from, like, the UK, like Subhumans, and I just love that whole scene. Like, anything that was coming out of Crass Records, I was, like, glued to, like, you know, so much of that stuff is, I just like the message that they have,
yeah,
and, you know, like, no authority but yourself, and everything that just kind of do things yourself, and, you know, of course you have to say Black Flag and all those fun bands, and
yeah,
I've been very fortunate through wrestling to meet some really influential people that I've always looked up to in the music scene. Kind of like Raymond Pettibone, who made the logo for Black Flag and
yeah,
did all the songs. Like, yeah, I hang out with him now, and he painted a picture of me. So
that's so cool.
It's hanging in my kitchen. It's the only piece of, like, memorabilia of myself I have in my whole house. I don't have anything else of myself except that Pettibone painting in my kitchen, because that's Raymond Pettibone, and that painting is epic.
Absolutely, man. So, wow. And you know, fast forward, you know, you train at Buddy Wayne, you're in AEW, and then, you know, all of a sudden you start teaming with Sting. That's got to be mind-blowing, right? Like, how has that been, teaming with someone that, you know, I grew up watching?
Yeah, no, the best thing about Sting is what people don't see. And that's, like, behind the scenes, like, how much we get along and how I can hang out in his locker room, because he's got a private locker room, but now it's, like, my room too, because he just told me, like, yo, man, like, door's always open, and I'm like, all right,
yeah.
I'll just change it. Well, so I like, pretty much stay there the whole time, and we just got a great friendship inside the ring and outside the ring.
It's not just an on-screen thing. It's a real deal. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, he feels comfortable enough to invite me to his house in Texas, so he trusts me enough that I won't do any crazy shenanigans on his property, so that's cool.
I mean, when you say shenanigans and crazy stuff, like, you are known for being a daredevil, like a high flyer, and just, like, doing stuff that nobody would ever subject themselves to, but then getting up, you know, like, is there anything where you're just like, nah, you draw the line, or you just keep looking for crazier stuff?
Yeah, I haven't found that line yet. I'm trying to. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, I constantly have to keep pushing myself outside the ring with skateboarding and,
yeah,
like you said, Nike Circus and Mount Everest. There's a lot of things, but at the end of the day, the more I do these crazy things, the more mentally stronger that I become. And
yeah,
I don't want to live in this wrestling bubble per se. I don't want to just be the guy who lived and died as a professional wrestler. Like, I want to do it all, and I want to push my body to the limits. That's my whole goal with everything, and that's the beauty of AEW, if they let me.
So. Yeah, absolutely, man. So, you know, welcome back. You know, you're going to be coming back to Seattle. Is there anything you want to say to the Seattle audience and metalheads and the underground music scene, or just, you know, wrestling fans, as we anticipate you coming back for AEW?
Dude, just come check out a show like AEW. And like I said earlier, the beauty of this whole company is they let the wrestlers be themselves. So if you want to see like real authentic people doing their thing from the heart, like I know me, for example, it means the world for me to be able to wrestle at Climate Pledge,
yeah,
but stay true to myself and not be told how to act, talk, walk, wrestle, anything. Nobody's changing me. So, you know, just show some love to a company that shows love to its wrestlers. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. It's just a big moment, man. We got a pay-per-view, first pay-per-view in Seattle.
Yes.
It's going to be last time we were there, I wrestled and I won the TNT championship. So like, dude, it's just a very special time, man. So I appreciate everybody coming out to it. And I'll stay an extra day after the pay-per-view to go to that Avenged Sevenfold concert. And I got some friends in that band, so we'll try to get into shenanigans because it's one of their birthdays and I want to give them a crazy gift I have in mind. I'm not going to tell them what, but.
We got something. That's awesome, man. You're going to be partying with Avenge, and you got the show. So we look forward to it. Again, AEW coming up on the 30th and the 1st. That's at Climate Pledge Arena for AEW Collision and then Wrestle Dream. Dude, Darby Allin, thank you so much for talking with us from Metal Shop.
Hell yeah, man. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.